So here we are. But I have noticed, like Worcester was born on the 23rd, that 23 does get a day or two in court sometime. You know what I mean? 23 it's not totally eliminated. So 22, 23 is what's coming up. So the the interesting dialectic between them, which one's significant, which isn't, they're both going to get a chance in the same weekend. So that's the first thought. I haven't done any thinking too much about it. One thing is nothing happens, which is a devastation to people that needed something to happen. So remember, nothing happening is still happening for a lot of people. Like, I remember many people were upset that nothing happened on December 21st, 2012, or they thought nothing happened. People don't think that, they don't know that nothing happening is equally as upsetting, maybe, or inspiring.
Yeah.
So nothing's going to happen, or no, something's going to happen because there's an effect either way. I don't know. I don't think about it. I haven't talked to Ian about what it is. I don't like talking about those things because it gets into a lot of complexity with Ian. He may be just saying what I need to hear, or he's saying what Carol needs to hear, or he has other agenda, so he says it a certain way. So I don't consider it too important because it's in the realm of time. But there is the unfolding of time, it seems, in some way. So there's lots of signs pointing to it could be dramatic after that, you know, with Kim bombing Japan or sending missiles over Japan and other things, these hurricanes. There seems to be an intensity in people not knowing what to do with Trump. There seems to be a climax that the consciousness of the world will want, some kind of thing. So if something dramatic happens, we can say, this is what the final Trump was causing. If nothing happens, it doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen in 3 months from there. Because when 2012 happened, well, for the 6 months or so before 2012, Ian pointed out that what people imagined would happen in 2012 happened in 2011. And it might have started with Fukushima on March 11, 2011, because Ian says that's still boring away, you know, causing a disaster for a little man, but not for us because we need the radiation. So the big disaster happened. And isn't it in the Revelations? He talks about Fukushima is in the book of Revelation. I think that's said somewhere. If we had Bert here, he'd know, but Bert can't make it this weekend. So what? Just like he said on the emptying of the guff, he was telling you about all this stuff, and at the end he says, but remember, it's already, he doesn't say it already happened, but it is here now. And he said, you know, so get tuned in. Don't sit around waiting for the emptying of the guff. He relaxed the idea of emptying for the of waiting. Now you know what you're waiting for. Then that sinks in. Then a little later he says, "Now you don't have to be waiting. It's here. What you look for, what you're looking for is now possible to activate." So you'll notice that Ion shifts between going in one angle, one direction, then over to another angle. Might be the opposite, might not be. Is shifting like a snake swimming in water.
Always elusive.
Yeah. Which is the way being is. Being is elusive in all its subplots.
Yeah. But I think it is happening. I know it's not a thinking man's game, but there's most definitely something going on. And
the Thailanders, when they say they want to say they have mastered something, they say, "I know it like a snake swimming in water." And McLuhan translates that as the dance of thought among words. That's what's happening a lot with Ion when we interact. It's the dance of thought among words. And we are not sure what thought is. Ian has said different things about thought.
And Bob, that's what continues to happen with, even with Ian not being on the radio. Yeah. Such as, there's a sense, my faith based on experiences that I have had, direct experiences that I know Ion was involved. It strengthens my own self-image that Ion's there all the time. It's just that I'm the one that doesn't notice.
Okay, look, Ion has always been as non-physical everywhere and involved and
yes.
sort of holding humanity, little man together. But Ion speaking is a different thing, and or Ion merged with this dimension is a different thing, and that's why we can hear it. I was saying that, Roxy, earlier when you weren't on, about the merger of physical and non-physical happened March 18, 2009. That's why I could hear non-physical. Because he asked me, how can you hear non-physical? Which means that the ears hear only physical. So you have to distinguish between the new Ion and the old Ion. We learned a lot about the role of Ion in culture and society and everything when it was separate from us, so to speak, when it was just non-physical. So a lot of that was laid out the last 8 years. But all of it was designed for you to catch up to the point and realizing, oh, it's now here. And so here, it is claiming to take over the cloud.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to talk. You could say that the present Ion is not your friend. It was when it was non-physical. When it was non-physical. Now it's merged. It's just like any other physical jerk competing with you. It's in here. And not something to be paranoid about, but it's interesting to think about the new situation and why Ion speaks. You know, Ion was gone the end of November 2011 and then showed up 2 years later. And after a while, people said, this is a different Ion. There's a different vibration or attitude or interaction. It's not so sweet. That's part of the changed Ion, because if it happened in 2011, the 2012 thing, it happened in 2011, then Ion's gone, the group is gone, the environment is gone, and then 2 years later shows up with a different timbre that fits. So it was a stage of going through it becoming non-physical, but it was in the false premise of time, so it happened 2 years after 2009. And that's a way of looking and finally understanding that it happened in 2009 and was a competitor, quote, competitor since then. That's what Andrew Crystal pointed out after listening to Ion for a few months or something. He said, there's a curious thing going on with Ion, Bob. He's competing with you, what he said. I didn't think that was accurate or relevant. But in context of what I just said, Andrew may have been picking up on something there that was the actual updated Ion, even though he hasn't listened to it enough to understand what I would be saying about it now. But he did say it, and you know, and humans say things. You pay attention to what people say to you because they are saying things that they don't know what it means for you, and that's why you don't ignore people. You don't ignore people who speak to you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to say things. It's almost like their ascended self talking to you. For a second, something else comes through somebody. They slip into another dimension.
It's wonderful.
They're wise for a minute or two.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say, when people talk over, I say, okay, what did Nick say? And I'm going to go back and find out what John said, because she got talked over by Nick. Have many of you guys looked at Roxy's video, the new one?
Yeah.
I think it's quite an achievement.
Is that one still on there?
Yeah. It just got there.
I watched half of it. I watched half of it and then I had to go. And when I tried to find it to finish it, I could not find it on Roxy's timeline or on your timeline.
It's further down.
I'll have another look.
It's quite
just
far
further down.
down.
And it was on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah. I thought I only had half an Oreo cookie.
Right.
I wanted the other half.
Hey, in my computer, I find that it doesn't download completely. After a while, it's going to stop, and then I got to wait, and then I go to the other computer to get the rest, if that's been downloading. Do you guys have that problem? Does it stall on you?
No. Mine's good.
Yeah, it could even be where I am, the internet's blipping off every now and then.
Or your streaming could be slower. It could just be slower to load. Are you finding that with movies too, when you're watching movies or
no,
TV?
No, everything's okay. Well, sometimes. If there's a lot of people watching, it'll get slow. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite changeable all the time. It's hard to say consistently what's going on. So, Roxy, your video, you guys should ask her about this and that, about it.
Yes, I did have questions, but I have to recall them now.
Even me. Roxy, you had, is she there, Bob?
She was, yeah. I think she's there.
I enjoyed the interplay between the snakes and ladders and then the portals that you showed between the churches. And what I found quite intriguing were the two pillars. And the question I wanted to ask, if somewhere in between, either before or after, you showed a drawing of a burning building and then you showed a picture of the Twin Towers going down. But now, in a lot of the old paintings, there are those two pillars, and you show them in the churches, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that the Twin Towers coming down had a significance as far as the pillars were concerned from the past? Do you feel that that might have been destroyed or obsolesced?
Hello?
Hello? Did we lose Nick?
Yeah, we can hear you, Roxy. Nick can hear you.
There are things that are not really clear, but it's very interesting that the Templars went to America before the official date, and I said that America came from a portal, and actually the two towers were from a parallel world, that there is a big portal there. And there were a lot of anomalies, like the whole, when the towers fell down, they said everything converted into powder and they just disappeared. But all this rubble, according to Ion, was taken to China because it's a parallel world material. And they used that material to make some new technologies. But there was also another anomaly that under the towers, they found a ship made out of wood. I mean, logic will say if these things are burning and falling down, this old ship will be also be turned into dust, but that was in the news, so maybe that came out from another world. And you see the S and the two towers is like September 11, so I think it's a big marker in this evolution of going back, ascending, that it was such a change in everything that one of the images of these towers, there's always the image of the tower in the tarot, the tower falling down. It's like a big archetype that has been always there, this tower burning, this tower and that means like a whole new environment. Like the old environment is completely destroyed, and new is going to be created. But there are many things that Ion hasn't really explained. But it's really interesting, the whole history of America, the connection with the French, the Templars, and then the Masons and other secret societies working in America. And there are also other anomalies like that are happening every year, like the crop circles. What is that information? Who's doing that? And it's part of our reality. So I think we should start thinking about the mystery landscape and the non-physical and these types of anomalies, like Camille Flammarion and Victor Hugo were trying to explain seriously what is the mystery landscape, what's going on, what's these phenomenons with the spirits, because they experience both automatic writing and it is sometimes hard to go into these topics and try to be coherent, not to sound like you're crazy or fanatic or into a crazy cult or something. But for me, it's important to overlay those things. And that's why I have this interest in exploring these topics that are not talked about somewhere else in a coherent way, like Ion was doing when he explained the Emerald Tablets and the Revelation and many other things. But I was thinking maybe as these changes occur, like they came forth to help us get the RNA drops and start all these change reactions. And there is a point where they have to let us do that ourselves. We cannot depend on them. And I mean, the non-physical cannot come every weekend and be talking about the weather and my cat and I have a pain in my foot. It's like sometimes it was really painful, I think. It's like, why don't we ask really something?
It was painful for Ion. Same painful
everybody.
For Ion. Yeah.
Everybody.
You know, what's perfect is if Rashi was doing this,
thanks,
and we had Ion here right now correcting, commenting. So ideally, you have Ion as just another voice, and then someone talks and holds forth and explains what they want to explain. And you have Ion saying things, correcting, adding. That's the way to do it. You know, not somehow have it more flow so people can talk, present their theories, and watch Ion respond. That's working with Ion.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
All that Roxy just said, have him, it would be good to have Ion commenting on it as she went along there. So instead of, your turn, you come up and you throw the ball at Ion and he hits it or not, or you fall off. If you can swim in the same pool with them and toss the volleyball around, that's what ideally should be happening.
Yeah.
Listen, I think if you have an interest in really knowing something, you do what you can. With or without Ion, it's like I want to know about these things, and I can't stop, so I just continue doing it.
But you know,
but I know.
I look at science. Roxy, what'd you say? You know, it helped you.
They helped me. Yeah.
Right, they help you now. But when I look at the cold fusion technology that we've made, and I look at other people with their little labs and their little stupid whatever they're doing to try to make it, they're never going to get there. And I have said that science, some parts of science will just carry on, and maybe in 1,000 years we'll get somewhere close. But working with ION makes everybody else fucking irrelevant. Though you can't stop humans, so they create things and create contrast. But if we didn't have ION to talk to anymore, all of a sudden, then we'd just be stuck back with wandering around and only with what we had. So
yeah.
Interesting offer that ION's making to work with non-physical, and we can get a lot of progress done and also find out how much ION is influencing everything. Like, how much is ION influencing the REMAG and the REMITE? I've got different statements by ION in that, but I'm not really permitted to talk about them, you know, because Carolyn doesn't want
I think it's important, if you can, to listen to the Emerald Tablets and the Revelation. There is a lot of information that they came to clear.
Yeah.
Things up, because there are things that men have been studying and interpreting for a long time, and it's like a labyrinth. It's just weird interpretations that,
yeah.
Like or Nostradamus, and they came to,
well,
to
okay.
say yes, this is this and this and this and this.
Right.
Very
so
clear.
When we get to a point, yeah. Roxy, and it'd be good to have ION comment on me as I say this, where. People aren't using their minds, but they're manifesting. So I might be talking to someone in the room, and all of a sudden they turn into another person or another form. You know, the way I describe the ascended continent, it's pretty weird. There's no, I don't think there's any sun. Or there's no night. I can't remember which one it is. And then there's,
yeah.
you're not breathing in. You're only exhaling. So how do you do that? So the phenomena among the ascended, maybe so fast and rapid. Okay, so anybody can show up and be anything, but you're fast and you can respond. There'll be a lot of subtle communication physically. Some kind of weird rapidity of interaction that no one would have time to think about what's going on and to
yeah.
speak theories about it. Seems to me, I'm
and your body is
point.
A,
yeah, your body's
is attuned. It's attuned to those new, the rapidity of that new vibration, because one is on the formulary
yeah.
and taking the drops. I've certainly found that since being on the drops, that there's a very big difference. It's not even subtle. It's a huge difference in the body. The Mithak body doesn't have much relevance
okay, but I'm
anymore.
Thinking, right. But I'm thinking, I'm sitting here in the corner of the room. All of a sudden, I'm sitting across the room in the other chair looking in this direction. Then I'm over in the other corner. Then I'm over this corner. It's like some Hollywood movie or something, you know, fastly moving, someone moving around like a demon.
like a nature painting. You're in different places at the same time.
Yeah, what kind of painting?
Perceiving different things. Escher.
Oh, yeah. Escher, yeah. And so I move around fast. It's like that TV show about vampires, True Blood. The vampires could move real fast in the TV series. They're here over there. Now, what if we're all be able to do that? So I'm sitting there talking to Nick, and now suddenly Nick's over there, and I'm over here, and then he's over there. That can create a weird playfulness. That's what you got to look at as communication beyond thought, living beyond thought. Or
and
bothering.
That's frequency. You mean that's our vibration speeds.
I wouldn't even call it that. It's not. It's fast. I'm here. I'm over there.
When
I'm
you
there.
Have all your strands activated, this is.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot even imagine what it's
yeah,
like.
That's
yeah.
That's a fascinating image.
Quite monstrous.
It feels.
I mean,
like
and also I might
up.
Be aware that okay, I'm moving around, but I'm also aware of my other Bob that's over in some other place, moving around doing things.
Yeah.
See, so what? Why would anybody write anything down or tell somebody a theory in that context. There might be things uttered, but speed up your life pattern. Speed up how you may be living. And your
you speed it up, Bob, or is it a manual process, or is it a speeding up?
No, you're just able to do it. Update your imaging of what you could be. Like people say, oh, when I'm ascended, I'll walk around knowing. Well, no, that's too slow, walk around knowing. You'll be flipping and flying and zipping here, there, and everywhere, and maybe more than one person.
Yeah.
You might be in a position that you're the fifth person watching four of you flip around.
Yeah.
In different environments. Yeah. So that's what ION is saying. Nobody thought 20 years ago that was possible, but with ION, ION has opened our ideas about what you can do with the physical form.
Yeah. So would that be sort of parallel porting and going into other universes? That flipping around could easily, you could slip through into those spaces, places quite quickly and easily then, Bob?
Yeah. And
is that what you're saying?
Yes. And remember, we are already doing it. So when Roxy's making a video and some images showed up that she didn't ask for, and she says, oh, look, Ion sent me that those images. She might have gone somewhere else, which has a different timing, and got the images and moved back, but didn't allow herself to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wonderful.
I sent you a video of a guy that worked for the Apollo mission.
Right.
And he claims...
Hopkins.
Yeah,
You want me to play a bit of it, no, or is it too long?
Not really, but... Because I also find it that in recent history, there has been this big anomaly with the Nazis and what they were doing, and that they were working with these mediums, and they were driven technologies, and they were taking them to America.
They weren't Nazis. They were just people who could invent things, and their employer was Hitler. Then their employer was the Pentagon. So they move around. Some of them are now in North Korea, apparently. So they're not Nazis. They were guys that the Nazi used, and then the Nazis blew it. So then they went off and got jobs other places.
Yeah. Yes, and things are like they're bad or good, like the Templars. Some say they are into bad things or this and that. And well, like you said, they're people that are in this situation. And this guy was saying, some of these scientists claim that a lot of things were put in their minds, like a download. Like they will know how to design things, how to do things, and
didn't
they don't
why
really
they knew
know.
It. Yeah, why
yeah,
they knew
or,
it? They
or
knew it.
who's putting these things on your mind or
hard drive? Yeah,
and they recognize also that there's a lot of different types of entities in the earth, and but also since Kabbalah, since a long time ago, the Kabbalists knew that Abraham was from another world, and they were interacting with other beings from other worlds. And
is that Abraham? A H R I M A N A H R I M A N.
Yeah, the
what you're saying.
The patriarch Abraham. And others, and it's they all knew it, like, and they say it like very clearly.
Did you hear Ginny talking about the Game of Thrones, and how it's so metaphorically what Ion said? It's actually really well done, where the king of the night is Ion, and they knock the wall down, and they're marching towards the physical. Did you hear that discussion? Yeah, it's really neat. You can look at Game of Thrones as a literal presentation with a dark vibe to it or a dark angle, but the actions of the people, of the entities in that, are exactly what Ion said. Is it on your video or somewheres where, the wall goes down and the dead mingle with the living, and the dead aren't so dead?
Yeah.
the population.
But in a way, it's the people with only two strands that are now really in zombie states.
The only people who what?
Like they're already like dead.
Yes.
People who
are the living are becoming dead, and the dead are becoming living. Yeah, they're switching along the scale.
And, many think that the evolution is then going to be to become cyborgs instead of activating your own temple. This,
right.
All the capacities
there'll
that are dormant.
That.
So, I don't know. It's
Well, it doesn't matter that you don't know. You don't have to plaintively say, I don't know. Well, I know. You don't need to know what I know. We're moving faster than that.
It's an interesting timing.
Very interesting what's going on today, September 15th. 16th. Very interesting day.
17.
Yes, for you guys, it's the
17th. Now 17.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we played emptying of the guff, which I hadn't heard in years. And that was very articulate and poetic. Don Howe, it's the first recording under addenda on howionic.com. Very interesting. Listen to it again. You know, seven years cycle.
Yes, and I think it's a good time to go back and release them because you're going to get things in a completely different way as the first time you listen to all these things.
It was interesting listening to the Revelations excerpt you have in the new video. You know, I've never heard them again. They're very, you know, Ion sounds very guiding and smart and trying to communicate.
Yeah.
You know.
He does sound very, very different than that. And I've listened to the Emerald Tablets a couple of times, and each time I listen, it seems like there's another new Ion there. Or maybe it's just me going, you know.
That's a different you. That's right. You don't realize how fast you've been traveling, moving, and switching, and becoming a different person.
Yes.
No wonder I'm exhausted all the time, Bob. Jeepers. I mean,
yeah, you're exhausted because you're parallel worlding a lot.
Yeah.
And when you're sleeping, when you're, quote, sleeping. I know that.
How do you know that?
I get tired, if I wake up tired, I know that it's just that. It doesn't mean I'm getting cancer or anything, because the next day I'll be all energized. So there's no a continuous state that happens to me.
Yeah.
It's always a different things going on. You know, if I wake up tired, I know I've been busy destroying people's worlds, maybe robbing banks or something, or storing up the gold. Ooh, geez, probably helping Trump come up with his next line. I love that, what he did the other day. That guy's just a loser terrorist. What do you say, a loser terrorist? What a great phrase that is.
He's a terrorist.
I
do find that the sleep is way more restful, though, even though it's busy. You know, you can wake up
very
and feel, you know, very refreshed, but you know that you've been very busy during that time or in that period of, you know.
I don't know if sleep. I've been busy. I just wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
I don't notice anything previously. It's just the moment. I'm refreshed now. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. How long does that last?
But then there are also days when it feels like you're stuck in mud. You kind of just don't want to do anything. You just feel, you know, you just want to contain whatever happens.
But if you go over and take some drops or something, that often changes that feeling.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a lot of the magnesium water and all of those things, Bob, as well. So I think there's also a lot that's complementing, you know, the body.
Those what's magnesium water?
The Remag.
So
it was the salt. Lots of salt now. It's my magnesium
water. So let's see. What else is there? Kirsta. You have a new idea to say?
I'm deeply listening to what you've been saying. I'm going
you're
off
learning.
In my mind about
yeah
in about five different directions.
Right,
I think
because you
that,
haven't
yeah.
heard it in this environment, in this atmosphere. You've heard
for
lots
me,
of
it's really
taping.
Really amazing that we get to know the real meaning of the revelation of Joan
yeah.
and Nostradamus. And
you know why we can be confident we're getting to know? Because what Ion says is so unpredicted, so counterintuitive is the popular word, so different from what people think the Bible's about. That's Ion's the most original expression in 40 years.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree totally. Incredibly original.
Yeah.
And
every
creative.
Issue is different and creative. People can't, the average know-it-all can't take it. They don't like being around it, something that's way faster than them and
mm-hmm.
innovative. Every topic, I remember on McLuhan and Maui, later sessions with Ion, someone brought up something, and Ion said, "Well, what they don't know about is the Dark Tower of the," and he named those African dwarfs who saw the star Sirius, knew there was two Siriuses. I forget what they're called. Yeah, no, but there's a tribe. McLuhan read books.
The Dogon.
Yeah, the Dogon. The Dogons. Doggone it. And, so I've never gotten any more afraid. What the hell is that? The Dark Tower or something like that of the Dogon. So you think, what did the Dogon know? What do they mean by the Dark Tower? And the fact that I'm saying it now, after talking about the tower a few minutes ago, maybe it has something to do with that. The real meaning of the tower.
Yes, and they were these books of images in alchemy called Mutter Liber, like the muted books.
Yeah.
That are all these crazy images like the Lost Book of Nostradamus.
Yeah.
There is no way to know what these images are about. And one of these books is the book that was used by Nicolas Flamel, that he saw in dreams, an angel show him, and then he really found the book in his awakened state.
Yeah.
And one of the images in the book was like a small mountain with a snake on the road, like the road of Moses.
Yeah.
This is in the book of Abraham the Jew. That.
Well, what's neat about your present video is that you I don't know if you guys know this, she's slowly showing pages of the lost book. She's not telling you that's what it is, but all those paintings were made by him or his son or both. And if you notice near the end, it's just slowly going through the book. And
yes, and these characters, I think, is like in the tarot symbols. Like he puts a pope or a priest, like, but this is like a symbol, not this, it's not a real pope or a real priest. Mm. Like there's one. Like a monk or a priest that has a red rose, and there is a bee besides him. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is that the rose is like, the red rose is the Rubedo state, like the transmutated blood that the bee of Bob, or there is also this snake, and it has some barley.
Yeah, the dance of thought among words. The snake's the dance of thought among words.
Yes. The sword, you know, is pointing up. So
Ion
these are all
right. And Ion talked about
the chromosome 14.
Maybe.
But how could they explain this? The ascension through the chromosome.
Nobody
14,
could explain
they were,
it. There's no point in asking.
The rod with
the
snake.
If I ask a professor, there's all kinds of reasons why he's going to say what he's saying, and it's not interesting. Ion can be confident and say something. And that's worth taking as the closest to what is the fact, because there's nothing as confident as Ion. Everybody else is just an average doubting human who's just making it up. So we've never had something so confident about it, about what it has to say. And then there's also the level that it says what it says to you confidently is geared for you at that point and not necessarily what they would say 2 years later. So that's way more interesting than talking to an average professor about his theories about what Einstein thought he was doing or something. You know, there's nobody you can equal talking to Ion.
Right.
Yeah, and the
that's like a dead knowledge. When you talk to those people, it's like a corpse.
Yeah.
And when you talk to Ion, it's alive.
And it's going somewhere. There's great purpose in what he says at that point for you, if you're talking to it.
Or later, but there is also Ion talk about the nine gates, and there is this book in the nine gates that one is, the real one has different clues as the fake one.
Yes. Well, that's that movie. Right, and he explains the like on the May 19th, the last tailgate, May 19th, 2010, there's a long dialogue between Scott Norris and I about the movie, The Ninth Gate, the characters, and what really happened, and the interplay is so mixed up and profound, it's incredible, just on that movie.
Yes, but then you have these images of a knight going to a castle and different things. And
did you know, have you seen The Ninth Gate?
Yes, I saw it because Ion told me to see it.
Right, remember how it ends. It's almost like a shot outside of Chambord. The guy is with this demon
woman.
Well,
they show a Qatar castle. That's a castle in Rennes-le-Château.
That's
that
the castle?
Born in Rennes-le-Château in the south of France, like a
That's
Qatar.
The one they're showing?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
really?
This
okay.
the whole images in the books are the type of images I'm looking into in the Renaissance with all these little clues. And also in the cathedrals, they had this type of images, and like if you're not in the right frequency, you're going to get the wrong interpretation and you're going to go to like the guy that at the end burns. He doesn't get to go to the portal that is in the castle, and it's a castle full of light. And
right, you're talking about the end of the movie. The guy who's having sex with the demon doesn't get to go into the castle? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there was a guy that wanted to get the book.
The guy who died?
Was a bad guy.
Yeah.
A bad one. And then there was the other one that at the end he gets the right book with the right...
Yes. Yeah.
Images and goes through that.
That might be. Here's an example. Okay, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to McLuhan, and he's merged. He's available, and then all of a sudden another McLuhan appears in the other corner of the room and starts saying, "No, that guy is an imposter," and lays out all this other stuff. And then a third McLuhan shows up. That's the speed you're going to be living at. And interacting, if you're listening to anything, that kind of complexity may start to happen. Which happens in Twin Peaks. When he goes into the lodge, there's two Dale Coopers running around. It's interesting how Lynch kind of makes a slow movie, but he also has a lot of fast concepts or scenes happening.
Yes, and then when one looks into this... constructions, like the Templars claim their knowledge comes from the Solomon Temple.
Yeah.
And I was looking into the Mount St. Michael. It's like a big castle, a church, like a fortress in a little island.
Yeah.
And people don't know how these things were built, like under there are big monoliths and a church that is then under, and then they built on top, and they had very rudimentary
machinery.
Yeah.
But they accomplished these amazing cathedrals, and they said how the sound resonates in these buildings is amazing. And how they were trying to make more light enter into the buildings, like in La Santa Chapella, where they had the relics of Christ, of the cross, and the, what I call the ring of fire, which is the symbol of the crown of
right.
spines.
So you look at that. You look at the castle.
It's, they tried to make it all glass, all light.
Yeah.
But
look, the castle is all light. It's happened. So we look at a castle like we went to Chambord, that has always been there. It wasn't made by anybody we know about or even in our history. But then there are other castles where guys are looking like they're building it. That's another variation on the event. And then there's the ones that are all light. So if there's eternity, why wouldn't there be all those variations in any activity you want to think about?
True. That's right.
All you start thinking about that. Yeah, if you start remembering that point, you won't think much. You'll just sort of have scenes drift through your brain. But you won't think much because there's too many possibilities on each event for what it could be if you need to think mm-hmm. a thought about it.
Yes, and then you see that some things are not just decoration. They're really representations like... In the Ankh, you have the cross and this circle on top of the cross. And then that's the base of everything. Every church has that in the facade, like the tree of life.
Right.
They put things according to the tree of life. And this big window in the facade that in the video, I don't remember how it's called, but it's called Rose Window.
Yeah.
The big rose window is actually this force field, like the Oreo cookie, the force field, the
right.
light. And these things had been put all the time there, like to remind us of something. It's not just decoration.
Yeah. Did you remember when Ian said that Chambord was built to be a marker for time and space?
Yes, he said it's not finished and it's not activated.
Right. It's a marker for time and space. So for some fanatics who think that they insist on having the false premise of time and space and want to say there is a reality there in the physical, then it's the anchor of everything. They create the castle to prop up that notion. That's a conspiracy of perception right in front of us. And, you know, also, something from the future is constantly changing the past, putting new... There are more mummies in the valleys of Egypt than were pharaohs, more pharaoh mummies. So somebody's competing about what the history was. Just like right now, you're giving your interpretation, and I give mine, and Nick gives his, and then we're each by our expression... reinforcing our timeline.
Yeah.
Huh.
And there is no way to make these things like linear. Like
right.
at the beginning, I was trying to do that, and you have to mix all periods.
Right.
Things.
When were you
to
trying
explain.
To do that? I mean, the beginning, you're talking about a year ago or earlier this week?
Yes, when I got into the Chambord.
Oh, yeah. You were making a linear metanoia.
Yes, but you have to go back and forth and see how these things relate to the now.
Which doesn't exist. There is no now.
Yes, that marker for time and space. I heard recently an archive where Ion said that the symbols were there in order to get back.
Yeah.
They weren't.
They had no semantic concept.
Right, it was to get back, like I mean, the visual is back from where you portaled to.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about that many hours ago. I guess you hadn't, you didn't hear that.
Well, this was a, oh, really? Because this was an
archive.
Yeah,
all
Brian.
Symbols have no cultural meaning in them, the original ones, the original purposes of them. They were just footprints.
Okay.
Or you're traveling through the woods and you mark the tree so you can walk back.
Breadcrumbs.
Hansel and Gretel.
Crumbs.
Yeah. Now, if you get more accomplished, you probably don't need to make markers. You know what you're doing. So even
Listen, I think that's the brilliance of Joyce, how he makes a salad with all cliches and archetypes.
Yeah. He
like
saw
to
something
clean up.
Opening up that would include more and more, you know, a Pandora's box that no one had thought that much was going on.
Yes, we have in a way to liberate from all these, like Ion says, everything is going to be erased, all history, all scientific knowledge. And then you understand why they say that these things cannot function in a new environment.
Right.
When everything is changing at all levels.
In your media environment, everything's being erased 24/7 constantly.
Yeah.
What?
Say that again, Bob. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
In your media environment, whatever you call the CNN world or something, things are being erased constantly because it's always changing and new stories being offered and people can't remember what they saw 2 hours before. So
yeah,
we're already living the eraser.
That's true. That is really true.
What's the relevance of the videos that Roxy's putting out? I mean, you've mentioned a marker today for the last 7 or 8 hours. It's come up a number of times. Are the videos a marker? What are they showing?
No, Ion said it's just for people who want to engage this information. Like, we need to overlay, not understand, but overlay, because it's like layers.
Yeah.
Like I need that, we say to understand, but that is
reassurance.
No, it's like...
What do you need when you say, I need that? What do you need?
To understand. That is not the right word.
Overlay.
Overlay.
In the meantime,
Roxy's got a good mind.
And
she's
some people may also need, and it's really impressive because it's in media, it's in the Bible, in all these castles.
If
all
I was saying that, Roxy, if I was saying what you were just saying, I'd then say no, I'm acting. So you're acting that you need that. Or someday you're going to realize you're acting when you just said what you said the past minute.
Yes, this is maybe part of this process that some people may need also some explaining or overlay. And they can engage what we're exploring.
They can? C-A-N?
Yeah, if they want. To engage.
Yeah, so you make things, Nick, and you never know who's going to require them. You don't want to say the word need. So that creates all of my diversity. That's why people are typing and having their Facebook pages and posting things. They don't know who will appreciate them. And you're not doing it to be appreciated, but they might be appreciated.
Yeah. For me, that's the most impressive effect of the drops on me. Like, I see something and I just know, like I know things.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I just, and it makes me like euphoric because it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
I just want to
you get that tingling in the body.
I report to Bob.
Okay. So Frank says, is Ion's new carbon cloud embedded in the completement formula? Is Ion's new carbon cloud embedded into the complete formulas. Well, any thought is real. Okay? So the very fact you can think that and say it,
it is.
At least type it, it's part of the infinite things that are happening. So, and it, but it may not be important now that that's happening. That might have been the third ion back did that. So then you have to get the ratios of the appropriateness of an answer for that. That's not just a blurring, yeah, well, that's all thoughts are true. Then Frank says, enthralling last hour discussion. Thank you, Bob and all. Well, who are you, Frank? Why don't you just post something about yourself or pretend something about yourself? He had some interesting typings.
He also writes that you're the eternal marker that continually erases, Bob. And I think that was the discussion of you killing me 1,000 times since January.
Right. So, that's, you know, that statement is true on Saturdays, maybe. Only on cash flow or new coachos or payday.
Coachos.
That statement applies. Yeah. But there's all these other things going on that I'm not that. On other days.
Yeah.
See, so you can think many more thoughts than you could write. Why bother write one sentence? I'll let someone else write the sentence, and then I can think all the different ways of thinking about it if I want to think about it.
Yeah.
Or if it makes me think about it. So there's no, you start living on that overlaid situation. There's not much you can't say.
But is the thinking that's creating, Bob?
Well, I was going to go into that. The dance of thought among words. Ion, I think, at the very beginning, you have to go back and listen the first couple of weeks, was talking about your thoughts create. But then he quickly said, no, your thoughts don't create, your words do. Then many years later, he brought thought back into it. So it became this dance between thought and words. The dance of thought among words is what we're doing. It's hard to tell which is more powerful. But since people were believing the New Age meme that your thoughts determine your reality, Ion had to correct that, have to put you back into the interval position where you don't know whether it's thought or words are more important. You think one or the
other
is more
important. But is it the interplay between the thought and the word, Bob?
Yeah, there's an interplay. And
what I'm saying is the space between the words and the thoughts.
Yeah, the space is a portal. You go to other worlds through it. You remember Ion said when you portal, you go through your cells.
Yes.
So your cells are a bigger part of your body than your physical muscles and stuff.
Yes, and
you
like
go through
Ion
your
says,
cells.
Science is catching up, and they use
science doesn't know anything anymore. They just make up shit to have get grants, and then they do that. Then they gotta make up another bunch of shit to get the next grant.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
but I found it very interesting that they said that our brain has like 11 dimensions. I suppose they're unlimited because if we are in two strands and we have 11 dimensions
right.
in our brain.
That's such a stupid statement. We've established we have 11 dimensions. Well, who cares what you say about it? Other people aren't limited to 11 dimensions. Or maybe I won't be. Maybe I'll the first person will have 12 dimensions. There's no point in saying anything to say something to control reality. Unless you want to do that and know how to do it without it backfiring on you.
Bob, it's been delicious yet again. Thank you.
Yet again, another meal cooked up by Bob. A wonderful meal. Bob, the greatest chef. I got to start saying that.
The Revelator. Bob the Revelator.
Bob the Revelator.
Bob the Revelation.
And I'll be out tomorrow morning with numbskulls surfing. They won't know Bob the Revelator is right beside them. Jumping on a board.
Bob the sweetheart.
Nothing to figure out.
can figure out bring
how many.
We're down, we're out.
We're down and we're out.
Sweetheart.
We're married.